Hey there, this is Dee.
And I'm Miles.
Welcome to
So, how's that working out for you? And we got something to talk about.
Let's get into it. Hey there, this is Dee.
Yo, yo, this your boy Miles.
What it do, boo?
Yes, sir. We back, y'all. Another podcast.
Yep. So we told you guys we'll get back with you soon, and we did.
Yeah, here we are.
So, what's new with us, Miles?
Man, we've had some things going on, man. It's been pretty cool.
We have. We had a pretty cool evening today. Yeah. Today's Friday.
Yeah.
We went to Victory Field, where the Indianapolis Indians play baseball.
Yeah, it was our first time. I've been wanting to get out there and enjoy that. It was just really nice seeing all the families out there on the park. And, you know, it was really cool.
It's a beautiful facility. It was the perfect evening for baseball.
Yeah.
A nice breeze.
Yeah.
And I want to say thanks to our girl Liz for the invite and the great seats.
We love you, girl. That was sweet. Way to look out.
Yep. And so we got something from a listener.
Mm-hmm.
A listener wrote in and they saw our videos on TikTok. And said it was pretty cool putting faces to the voices.
That's right.
You saw our whole two videos.
More to come.
But thanks for checking us out. And there's definitely more to come. And if you'd like to contact us out there, you could email us at dandmiles@gmail.com. That's dandmiles@gmail.com. Or you can leave a voice message at 872-304-5683. That's 872-304-LOVE.
Hit your boy up on the gram.
Oh.
Hit your boy up.
Oh, my God. He wants y'all to hit him up so bad. That's DN Miles across the board. So DN Miles at Instagram, DN Miles on Facebook. Even though I don't have a lot up yet on Facebook and stuff. Because it just takes a lot. But
yeah, it's kind of not our thing.
Yeah, we're a work in progress, but I'll get some stuff up.
No doubt.
More to come. Okay, so I love fun and quirky facts.
Yeah.
And so I came across a very interesting tidbit.
I think you're fun and quirky.
I am very quirky. So there's a town in Georgia where it is illegal to eat fried chicken with anything other than your hands.
Mm.
So no utensils, no forks, no spoons, nothing. Your fingers.
Mm.
And they claim it's a publicity stunt. But I read that an old lady got a citation for it.
Mm.
And so that really stood out to me because that's how I eat chicken.
Mm. That's how you eat pizza. That's how you eat hot dog. Almost all finger foods.
Well, I don't eat hot dogs with utensils. I eat chili dogs with a utensil. Mm,
I think I've seen you eat hot dogs with.
No, just chili dogs.
I think
because they're so messy.
Almost all finger food. Mozzarella sticks.
Anything that's messy.
Jeez
Louise. I use a fork.
Well, I need to come to the restaurant.
And if I don't have utensils to eat like pizza with or something, I'm stewing on the inside. I'm just like, ugh.
Man, I'm going to call the cops on you.
That's in Georgia. I know, we better check the laws here.
That's right. Let's come get her. 911. Yeah.
Says the man who will eat chicken all the way down to the bone, including the gristle.
Right. Right. Get on that chicken.
Okay, so getting to the topic.
Mm.
So as I said last time when you guys I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know you like to skip over my little funnies, but I'm gonna jump in.
I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah, I tried to move on.
She's trying. He got jokes. But hey, so I was looking up some stuff, and I thought this was pretty funny. Men in Kansas can not be divorced by their wives. All right, in Kansas, a woman cannot divorce their husband for mistreating the mother-in-law. Can't do it. So, hey, y'all. So, you want to get at that mama and not get divorced?
And you're going to get a throat punch.
And then y'all can get at that mother-in-law
to the throat.
All y'all want. Because I know how much y'all be loving the mother-in-law.
My mom don't play, so, hey, I dare you.
I love your mother-in-law.
I'm just saying, I dare you to come sideways with my mama. I ain't even got to do nothing.
She kicked down the door. We already know about
that. That's an inside joke. My mother has kicked down the door when she was younger.
All right, and in Kentucky.
Sorry, Mom.
In Kentucky, it's illegal to marry the same person four times. Come on now. Four times? You got married a person four times.
Oh my God, just be friends.
But you know, in Kansas, there'd be some crazy things going on up there in them backwoods in Kansas.
Oh, what you trying to say?
I'm just saying, you know, they could be marrying Uncle Bob, Jojo. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Oh, Lord.
There's some funny things be going on. But four times, y'all.
Sorry, Kansas.
Can't do it no more, y'all. Illegal.
Why would you, after the second time, don't you think y'all pretty much know that?
Illegal. Four times.
Okay.
And in Delaware.
Oh, we got another one.
Yeah, in Delaware, you can annul a marriage if it was a dare. So if your boy said, man, I dare you to marry that dog. I dare you. You can say, I bet you won't marry me. And yeah, I bet you won't marry me. And guess what? You get to get up out of that marriage. You're like, look, it was a dare. It was a dare, Judge. I'm out. All right, cool.
I agree with that. But you know, you could fake the phone. Could be like, you could lie and say it was a dare.
Yeah. I got a picture of me with my fingers crossed behind my back. Judge, see that picture? Look at that picture right there. I have my fingers crossed. I'm out.
Yeah, interesting facts. Those are fun.
Yeah, and you know, hey, just pulling out some things out the hat.
But the getting, like, marrying somebody four times.
Four times.
I'm not marrying you four times.
Why not?
I would marry you again.
Four times. But anyways.
Three times. Okay, so our topic is shared meaning. Mm-hmm. We touched upon it in the last episode. But what made me think about that is I came across a video, and there was a lady online, and she posted, she was talking about how online you see all these videos of these women doting over their husbands and talking about how amazing these dudes are, and they're all googly eye over him. But she was like rolling her eyes, and she was like, I don't get it. Mm. Rolling her eyes. She even threw up the middle finger.
Oh, Lord.
So, of course, like I always do when I'm watching stuff online, I go straight to the comments to see what everybody's saying. And, of course, they were hilarious.
Yes, sir.
So, but the comments were filled with the woman's same sentiment. They were sharing their stories on how they're over his non-being affectionate, non-loving. And then one lady, she even said when she comes home from work, she waits in her car at the corner and watch him, wait for him to drive off to work before she pulls up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dang.
Mm-hmm.
But then I can relate, but I was still like, dang.
Mm-hmm.
And these are folks who've been together for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you grow tired and less tolerant of the things that used to be cute and quirky, and you're just over it.
Yeah.
And we get to a point where we feel like our partner just does not deserve your attention, your affection, your patience, your understanding. That word deserve is serious, because I felt like that before, too.
And I have
you don't
too.
Deserve it.
Yeah.
And that's a very frustrating state of mind to be in.
Yeah.
And trust me, like I said, I know this firsthand, but instead of staying in that rut where we're always annoyed with one another, we decided to seek help and, you know, use a tool that we discovered, and that was called shared meaning.
That's right.
And I like how it was also described as creating a culture with your partner.
Yeah. Well, you know, and back to when you were saying about, you know, there's been times where me and you have had some really, really tough times, and where we avoided each other. Like, I can remember times where I definitely wanted to come after you left to the house, or I drove around the block a few times and make sure you left before I came in.
We've been down this road, you guys, before you come in. Yeah,
and somebody's asleep, or, you know, we've done that where we've tried to avoid each other because we're just tired.
You're just always annoyed.
And we've had times where we've even said to each other, just everything you say, everything you do is now annoying.
Yeah.
And I know some of you have felt that way. And that's because we've lost that friendship. We've lost that shared meaning. We've lost that vitality. We've lost that love and feeling.
Yeah, and along with that goes your patience, your understanding. And so, yeah, I was very interested in the shared meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to look it up and find out what it really was, because at first it kind of sounded like having things in common.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily having things in common. And like I said, it's kind of like creating a culture with your partner.
It's building it.
And so we studied Dr. Gottman, and he suggests that couples create shared meaning using rituals, goals, roles, and symbols. Mm-hmm. And he calls these the four pillars, mm-hmm. pillars of shared meaning.
Yeah.
And it's great to establish these shared meanings in the beginning, but in my opinion, it's never too late.
That's right.
And I know sometimes we get stuck in what I call the it is what it is mode, mm-hmm. but we don't have to stay there.
Yeah. And, you know, I've been doing some studying on this, and I've been looking into this. And now this talking about this pre-COVID and after COVID, you know, people are struggling now because at first we had a bunch of shared meaning because we were together all the time. We had no choice. We had to reestablish our lives, and we had to come together in order to keep the families moving and things different, and we were inside together.
Mm-hmm, on lockdown.
Yeah. And now that we're going in our separate directions again, and people are going off to jobs and going back to school, guess what? It's harder to create that shared meaning again, and it's harder to keep that friendship going because now we're getting caught up back in our lives.
Yeah, you're back in your daily routine.
Yeah. And so what we're working on now and what we want to talk about with you is the true definitions of shared meaning and how it can relate to you and how it has related to us. Because even for us right now, we're kind of going through a little bit of that right now with us going in different directions and working our different jobs now. We're getting on different shifts mm-hmm. and different shifts. And now our walks have turned into phone calls and texts, mm-hmm. you know, and just trying to keep up with one another.
So,
what do you think, Ben?
Yeah, that's true. And so we want to give some examples of what each of the four pillars are, mm-hmm. and then we'll share our personal examples of those. So the first one was rituals, mm-hmm. and can you explain what rituals are?
Some of the rituals for us.
Or how do you create rituals?
Well, rituals, the way it's defined and the way we understand it, and the way that me and Dee have begun and have been working this, is that you find the things that you can create, that you can do on a regular basis. So it might be a walk on Wednesdays. It might be we have breakfast together, you know, or we have coffee in the morning. Mm-hmm. Or we take, we just find ways to be together at a certain time. Or are we going to do traditional things like we're going to always celebrate an important birthday mm-hmm. or an important anniversary.
Yeah. And it could just be even just communicating over dinner mm-hmm. or communicating over breakfast.
Yeah.
Talking about your day, but just creating a ritual. And it doesn't have to be daily. It could be weekly. Mm-hmm. It could be monthly. It could be yearly.
Yeah.
Whatever works for you. But and creating.
And what we find out, what we do is a lot of times when we go on our brunches or lunch together, and we make a really true effort to go do these things, because what we do is we talk about current events. Mm-hmm. We talk about our children. We talk about how we're doing mentally and physically and emotionally inside that relationship.
Yeah.
We actually check in with one another during those times, and it's a ritual. And if we didn't have those things, mm-hmm. I don't know where we would be.
Yeah. And those are our rituals. That's what we like to do. But you could even create a ritual where you guys tell each other a joke, a weekly joke.
Yeah.
So just
and something that, because what it builds is trust. Mm-hmm. It builds something into where you know that's going to happen. I'm going to at least have that time. I was talking with a young lady at work, and she was telling me about a friend of hers or a young lady that she met. And this young lady had one ritual. And that ritual was every Thursday she drove with each other, her husband, to work on Thursdays. And that was a great moment. And she, when she talked about it, it was so passionate because that was her one time mm-hmm. where she knew she had an opportunity to talk with her husband.
And
it was her ritual. And
look
it felt good
to
have it and look forward to it.
And so the next pillar was having shared goals. Mm-hmm. And so our goals, you know, when it comes to our lives, our family, and our future, we have goals. We mm-hmm. set goals. Mm-hmm. And so how would you describe sharing goals?
Well, goals are just one of those things. I think it comes out of shared meaning. And when I say that, it's because we start to have these conversations and these dialogues about what do we want? Like for me and Dee, our example is we wanted to have a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is to get out in the community and help the community as much as we possibly can mm-hmm. and do things to uplift people and just make this world a little bit better place.
Yep.
Those are our goals.
And these are shared goals.
Shared. And of course, we want to be financially in a position to where not only can we be good for ourselves, but we can be good for people around us and for our community. That's our goals, and that's our shared goals that we have put up on our mission board, and that we say, hey, we're going to go after these things.
And another goal, something that we share, we had in common, the reason we have this podcast is our tools. We learned how to be in harmony with one another, so we want to help others.
Yeah, we've navigated for 30 years.
Yeah, and so we want to help others with their relationships, so that was one of our goals.
Yeah. Because we've been through our ups and downs, y'all. And we're not here today by mistake. We are here through trial and error. We are here through love and appreciation and trust in one another and growth in one another and tools. That's the only
definitely
thing we're
tools.
Still here.
And so another pillar, another one of the four pillars is roles. Mm-hmm. So support of each other's roles.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're two different people. Mm-hmm. We have different roles in our relationship and in our lives. Mm-hmm. So we have to not necessarily have the same roles, but we support each other.
And you know, and I thought about this when we were talking about it. It's like, say, for instance, I'm a coach and I'm spending a lot of time away from my wife because I'm out there coaching on the baseball field or I'm coaching on the football field. When we say support, we really look for that way. Well, maybe I need to come out to the coaching field with him, bring him lunch, hang out where I can, you know, do whatever I can to show support.
Because that's something that is very important to you, and, significant to you.
And for her, if it could be, you know, that she really enjoys going to art and going to different places and seeing all the wonderful things that the world has out there. And that might not be my thing, but guess what? I'm going to find a way to support that. I'm going to go with her from time to time. I'm going to buy her a book or show her something beautiful that I saw that I know she enjoys so that she can feel supported that I understand that's important to her.
Yep. So support. And the view that we have of the role of our partner, it plays in the relationship. It can either deepen our connection or add to the tension.
Yeah.
So we don't have to agree 100%, but we know it's significant. Whatever is our role that we take upon is significant to us.
Yeah.
So
support, I mean, and it's not easy, you guys. And we get it because you feel like that person is not giving you their time. They're giving it to something else or you're not as important. But when we have good communication and we understand what are the driving factors in each other's lives, the things that we really make us whole, that's the thing we have to find a way to support. And yeah, it doesn't mean we have to stop communicating to say, hey, baby, I miss you. I wish you'd spend more time with me. Is there a way that you can see me on Tuesday and maybe Coach John can come in and run the practice and you can take me to this art studio or whatever? Support. And we figure it out. We work really hard at it.
And the fourth pillar of the shared meaning is symbols.
Yeah.
So how would you explain symbols?
And symbols right now, you guys. And it's funny because when I was thinking about this, you know, symbols are like, okay, how important, what does money mean to you? What does family mean to you? What does a home mean to you?
So this is together. We're creating.
Together. Because the only way you can understand that is if you have the dialogue. And then think about it, it's changing. Like COVID, home during COVID was different. Like we were always together, we ate together, we were at the table, we did this together, we did family. Now home has changed. Now we have to say, so what does home mean to you now? Well, it means at least we get together once every couple days and we have dinner together. It means that the family at least once a week gets together and does a fun activity and play a game. That's what home is to me now. It used to not be that way. Or what does money mean? Well, money means to me now that, you know, I'm thinking of the future and what brings it. And her thought process might be, you know, I want to go shopping. I want to live my life. And so you have to have this conversation about those things and begin to understand each other's
You have the dialogue. And so you understand where each other come from and where each other stand.
Because it all leads to shared meaning. Mm-hmm. All those pillars together start to give us a clue of what we can create a shared meaning. So if I have that dialogue about those symbols, then now I can understand where my wife, where my husband, where my partner is, and then we can start to gather that information together and then create some things that we can have some shared meaning.
Right, things to fall back on because correct. When, and like I said, or like you said, the reason we're sharing this is because we are actually experiencing this. Mm-hmm. We're spending less time together.
Yeah.
You know, we have new jobs,
yeah.
different shifts.
Mm-hmm.
We've been used to going to bed together and waking mm-hmm. up together.
Yeah.
And going, we went, like you said, we used to go on long walks. Now we got little short phone calls
yeah,
throughout the day.
We're having to reevaluate things. We're yeah. having to go through this process again to make sure that we still create the shared meanings that we need. And this is an adjustable thing. It's not set in stone, you guys. And that's why you're continually checking in on your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like we say, we have the state of the union, the state of the marriage, that me and Dee have to have these conversations. What state are we in
right
now? Because things have changed since 6 months ago.
Right.
So what are we going to do now?
And if it's not working, like you said, switch it up.
That's right.
Find what works. You don't have to do exactly what we're saying. We found what is working for us. Some things we're tweaking,
mm-hmm.
switching it up a little bit. But I do appreciate that there is something we can fall back on, and that's the four pillars of shared meaning.
That's right. And it's amazing how if we just focus on having the good communication, having the right dialogue, appreciate one another, that we can create these shared meanings, because shared meaning is about friendship. And remember what we've talked about so many times is that friendship that you build between each other is so important. And how you do that is through shared meaning, because it builds trust, it builds love, it builds enthusiasm, it builds that bond back mm-hmm. that we slowly lose over time if we don't check in on it.
And it's like a safe haven too,
because mm-hmm.
you know, you could fall out, but you share all that. You know you can come back together.
That's right.
Yeah.
You
it's not like, oh, you're going to leave me. We're mm-hmm. breaking up. It's like, no, we're just going through some things right now.
And on Wednesday, we're going to have a conversation.
Yeah, we
and
have our
Friday,
ritual.
And on Friday, we're going to go for a walk.
Yeah.
And I know on Monday that we're going to have breakfast together and we're going to be able to talk about it. Yeah, it's
we
really
have
tough
our four
on Tuesday
pillars.
And Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
But I know on Friday, we're going to get together and we're going to have a long walk and we're going to be able to talk about it.
Yep.
Because you've created those rituals. You've created that shared meaning. You know that we are going to go work together on the car on Saturday. We're going to go build this boat. We're going to go play in a softball team together. Whatever it is, you know you're going to have those things.
Yep. So we just wanted to share another tool that works for us, that's mm-hmm. helped us out throughout these years.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you do a little more research
mm-hmm.
and find what works for you.
That's right. That's right. Shared meaning, you guys, it's a big, big deal. It's the one that keeps us together. It keeps us moving in the right direction.
So until next time,
hey,
take care of each other.
Take care of each other. Peace.
Peace.
All right, y'all, till next time.
Peace.